I am Gary Collett. Will our children have faith? Will, when the Lord comes, will there be any faith? As a Christian parent, my greatest desire is for my children and my grandchildren to become and be faithful children of God. And I'm happy to report to you that all of my grandchildren even have been obedient to the gospel of Christ. It is indeed the greatest blessing and the greatest happiness of life. And I pray daily that they will live for God and their lives may be upright and acceptable in the sight of God. I pray that the Lord will grant them a happy marriage to a Christian spouse, should they decide to marry. And I know that the reality is that each child, if he's been taught correctly, will do that. And each child, of course, has a will of his own. There's no doubt about that. And God never tramples on that free moral agency. He invites, he urges, he exhorts, he offers his grace and mercy, but he allows each one of us to choose whether or not we will serve him. And although we may be able to make our children do certain things for their room or turn off their radio, we cannot force them to be obedient to the gospel of Christ. We must train them up in the knowledge of the truth, impress upon them the right way of the Lord, and that the Bible is indeed inspired and the Word of God, that the church is there for that hope that man needs by Jesus Christ and his death upon the cross. I can do the best I can to help my children to have that favor. I can teach them. I can carry them to Bible classes. And there are some things I know that I can do to help them to choose the right path of righteousness. For all I must be a man of faith myself, I know. If I'm not, then I can't expect them to be. I must love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind and my strength. And you know, it does not stand to reason at all that our children will not be like us in many, many ways. They can see us more than they can hear us sometime. I can't buy into the lie that as a parent I am powerless, that I do not have any influence on my children. The truth of the matter is, my friends, that as a parent, I have the greatest influence on my children that anyone or anything else may be. And I must make note of the importance of spending my time with my children when I can, spending my time and sacrifice to do the Lord's will. And that's not just quality time, but also quantity time. You know, nothing else can replace the time that parents spend with their children. And when children write down their desires, it's not for more toys, it's not for more things of the earth, it is for their parents to give them the time and the attention that is needful. Some may say, well, it's your relationship with God that's important, not church attendance. Well, indeed, my friends, there's much more to walking with the Lord than just attending Bible class and worship. Perhaps many of us have known someone who has been regular in attendance, but did not live like a Christian throughout the week. And that's hypocrisy. That's just play acting. And it turns most of us away from that which ought to be our thought. However, does that lessen the importance of attending Bible study and worship? Surely not. Hebrews 10:25 still says, well, back up verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our hope, that it waver not. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another, to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. Now, I know as well as perhaps you do, too, that this verse in Hebrews 10:25 wasn't written by accident. It's inspired of God. And I know that that direct negative command, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, is very important. It's just as strong as thou shalt not kill. Now, when our children see us either attending or not attending, we can know we're going to have an influence on their lives. Our children know what's important to us. And they know by what we talk about, what we spend our money on, and how we spend our time. And what would our kids say of our priorities if they were based as we want them to see them instead of the way we're really spending our time? Obviously, our jobs would be mentioned, wouldn't they? What else would they cite? Would they cite golf or fishing or watching soap operas or shopping as the most important things in our life? You know, just as we must take time and make time for our physical families, We need to make time for our spiritual family, the church. Indeed, Jesus purchased it with his own blood. He built it with his teaching. And you know, the church is not a place. It's not a building. It's not a stack of rock or a stack of brick. The church is the people, the family of God. It's those people who have come out of the world, obeyed the gospel of Christ, ceased to walk in the ways of the world, want to walk in the will of the Lord. Isn't it sad how some people make time to attend all the clubs in town, the ball games in town, but they leave God out of the picture? In fact, ball games and other things come before God, don't they? Well, what does it say of our priorities when God is placed at the bottom of the list? And maybe even not placed on the list at all. Matthew 6:33 still reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you." My friends, if we have all these other things that God wants us to have, we're going to have to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Perhaps those verses in Hebrews 10:25 have been used more as a bat over the head instead of an encouragement like they're intended. No, I know that it is a direct negative command, but it's also important that we leave that right impression of example. You know, one of the most important reasons for us to meet together is to encourage one another. Don't you need encouragement? So many of us feel the pressures of the world that we may feel all alone sometime in our struggles and our concerns to walk in the will of the Lord. But meeting with other Christians can really help bring things into perspective, can't they? You know, there's something very positive about being apart with other Christians in Bible study and worship to the Almighty God. A few hours in His presence, especially with those of a like precious faith, is unlike anything else. It's more than a million hours spent in any other place in the world. Of course, the real key is not just being with people. It's being in the presence of the living God with His people and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. As John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's so important for our children to see. If they don't see us worshiping in spirit and in truth, what makes us think that they will want to do the same? Well, they will not. How do we know what worship is acceptable unto God? Well, we know from Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. But he that cometh unto God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek after Him. You know, what we do in worship is not just by our likes and dislikes. It is not that which we want to do, and therefore we do it. It is not that which some men say we have no command for the kind of worship we are to do. Well, if we have no command, my friends, all worship would be wrong. God is the only one that can say what pleases Him. And He sent His Son into the world so we would know. You know, in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, He said, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them," now listen closely, "to observe all things that I have taught you, the apostles. And lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now, Jesus ascended back into heaven after this great commission was given, and the disciples went into the city of Jerusalem as they were commanded, and they waited there 10 days after the Lord's ascension until they were endued with power from on high. Now, the Holy Spirit baptism came upon them and upon no others. Not even those things which might be said then could change the fact that the Lord administered Holy Spirit baptism, and we only are able to administer water baptism for the remission of sins. But when the day of Pentecost came, those who were baptized into Christ, Acts 2:42 says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. And my friends, that is their Lord's Day worship, and it must be ours. In Acts 20 and verse 7, we find that steadfastly written for us when he said, "Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul discoursed unto them," or preached unto them, intending to leave on the morrow, "but he continued his speech until midnight." Now, my friends, here are the five items of worship, as Acts 2:42 would give us, And then here are the disciples keeping those regularly every first day of the week. Worshiping God helps to calm us, doesn't it? It calms our fears. It strengthens our faith. It puts our focus on the future. And no seminar on positive thinking, no book on personal growth, no television special on pop psychology can replace spending time with God and His people. It is really true, my friends, isn't it? Deep down, we know it's true. But we allow other things to creep into our lives and sometimes choke out the Word. In the parable of the sower, you remember there was that stony ground, that weedy ground, that hard ground, and then there was that good and honest heart. Now, the weedy ground grew up and choked out the Word, and because of that, many people paid more attention to the pleasures and the financial gain of this world than they did to doing the words of the Lord. In love, I encourage you to decide to attend the Bible classes. I encourage you to make worship a priority in your life, bringing your family with them. You and your children will benefit in ways you cannot imagine.